Lisa. Just interesting Maariv. Welcome for everybody for our year. The Bala Turin, in the beginning of Parshas Vayelech, we know that there are some years when Nitzan Vayelech are together, and other years, like ours, this year when Nitzan Vayelech are read separately. How does the calendar work out? When is it Nitzan Vayelech being together, and when is it separate? So there's a remez that's brought in the Bala Turin. It's also brought in Shulchan Aruch. And it has to do with the way the calendar is set up. If there's going to be a Shabbos between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, like this year, then that Shabbos will be Hazinu. And then Vayelech becomes Shabbos Shuva, which is before Yom Kippur, and then Tzavim is by itself before Rosh Hashanah. But if there's no Shabbos in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, so then the Shabbos Shuva will be Hazinu, and some Vayelech will be together before Rosh Hashanah. But so when is it one way, when is it the other way? So we know that Rosh Hashanah cannot fall out of 3 days of the week. Lo Yidu Rosh means it can't fall out on Sunday, Wednesday, Friday, Aleph Dalet Vav. So the only options for Rosh Hashanah would be Monday, Tuesday, like we know this year was on Monday, and then also Thursday or Shabbos. If Rosh Hashanah is on Yom Beis, like this year, or Yom Gimel, then it's going to be, Sukkot is also going to be on the same day of the week, right, 2 weeks later. Then there'll be a Shabbos Hazinu in between. So then if Rosh Hashanah is Yom Beis, Yom Gimel, then it's Nitzan Vayelech will be separated. If Rosh Hashanah will be on the other two options, on the Yom Hei, on Thursday, or on Shabbos, then there's no Shabbos between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, then Hazinu becomes Shabbos Shuvah, and Nitzan Vayelech are both together before Rosh Hashanah. Okay, that's the way the calendar works out. What's the siman that's brought in the Bala Turin and the Shulchan Aruch? So the Lashon of the Bala Turin, the first Bala Turin in Vayelech, is Beis Gimel HaMelech Pei Tav Vayelech. Those were his words. Sounds like a riddle. Bag HaMelech, Beis Gimel HaMelech Pei Tav Vayelech. What is that? Perush. Beis Gimel HaMelech Kishachal Rosh Hashanah Yom Beis O Gimel. Rosh Hashanah is Monday, Tuesday. Oz Nitzan Vayelech Nifradim. What does all this mean? So this siman is brought in Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, siman Tav Chav Ches, and Sif Dalid. So the different things that are mentioned as far as certain parashas that we try to read at certain times of the year, and it goes through, we know we read Bamidbar before Shavuos, we read Tisha B'Av, we have Devarim before Tisha B'Av, and Beschan and Shabbos Nachamu, Atem Nitzavim Kodem Rosh Hashanah, Tulachain, says the Machaber, Kishach Rosh Hashanah Biyom Beis Gimel, Sheyesh Tei Shabbosos, Bein Rosh Hashanah L'Sukkos, between Rosh Hashanah and Sukkos, there are two Shabbosos, the Shabbos before Yom Kippur and Shabbos before Sukkos. Svichim Lachalik Nitzavim Vayelach, Kidei Sheyikru Vayelach, Bein Rosh Hashanah L'Tzom Kippur, Vehazinu Bein Tzom Kippur L'Sukkos, Vesimin Beis Gimel HaMelech Pas Vayelach. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, based on the Mefarshei Shulchan Aruch, Bag HaMelech Pas Vayelech Perush, HaMelech Hainu Rosh Hashanah, Sheomrim HaMelech HaMishpat, Kishachal B'yom Beis Gimel. So then if Bag HaMelech Pas Vayelech, Pas Vayelech Milashon Pasos Osapitim, Pasik in Vayikra or Tzav, Pasos Osapitim means to separate. Pas Vayelech, Vayelech gets spun off, separated. And what's this Bag HaMelech? So it happens to be that a Pasuk in Daniel, that's where they came up with this idea, Bag HaMelech. He, of course, shown a lot of things. Pasuk says in Daniel, Aleph Hey, by Daniel and Hananiah Shev Azariah, by Yiman Lahem HaMelech, the king gave them some food preparation by Yiman, like Mon. Dvar yom biyomo mipas bag hamelech. From the bread, mipas bag hamelech umiyein nishtav ulgadlam shanim shalosh miksasam yamti hamelech. The Mitzvah explains mipas bag inyan machol. Rashi says hushem machol hamelech mipas bag hamelech. Okay, so they knew Tanakh very well, and they took this expression mipas bag hamelech, and they said bag hamelech is Rosh Hashanah being on Beis Gimel, Pas Vayelech. But in your Neinu, just one thing I want to point out, and this is something that we don't realize. How many parshas do we have in in Chumash? Or, let's be more specific, how many parashas are there in Sefer Devarim? So you ask most people growing up, and they'll count. Devarim, Eschanan, Eke, Ve'e, Shoftim, Kiseise, Kisavo, Nitzavim, Vayelech, Hazinu, Vzos, Habracha. How much is that? 11. Apparently, it's not the case. Really, Nitzavim, Vayelech are one parasha. There are, therefore, 10 parashas in Sefer Devarim, and a total of 53. And the Rishonim, the Me'iri says, they're a gan, Lashon gan. There are 53 parashas in the Torah. Nitzavim Vayelech are one parasha. And therefore, what we really have here is not that Nitzavim Vayelech are separated, so to speak. In other words, really, there are two parashas, and sometimes they're mechubarim, like you have to see in the Torah, sometimes the Achimos Kedoshim are together. The default is Nitzavim Vayelech are one parasha. But in a case like this, we separate to have the extra Shabbos accommodated for. So Pas Vayelech, Vayelech is separated, and therefore it's really one parasha that gets separate over 2 weeks. And there are nafkaminas from this, like Umashal. If the year were such that we would be reading Nitzavim Vayelech together, let's say if Rosh Hashanah would be Thursday or Shabbos, so if the pshat is that we're being mechaber two parashas, so when you have two parashas and a mechubarin, then which aliyah has to be crossing over, bridging the two parashas, Revi. If it's one parasha, it's not gemina. You can have Revi and the middle of Nitzavim, like we would have if Nitzavim were by itself, and then go into Vayelech at a later aliyah. But if they're one parasha, then you have to have the minigas that's brought to Shulchan Aruch to have it bridged over. Another nafkamina could be, if, let's say, a community or shul doesn't read a parasha, so can they make it up the next week? So we say one time yes, but two parashas from two different weeks, you can't. So let's say Nitzavim Vayelech were not read, and now it's another week, so is that called three or is it called two? So Lamaisa, this is what this Rambam is telling us, that really Nitzavim Vayelech, and that's why if you look at the simanim that you find of number of psukim, there's a siman at the end of Vayelech, which will be a siman of 70. And they give you a word that equals a gematria of 70. What are you doing? Nitzavim should be 40, and Vayelech should be 30. But the answer is no, it's one parsha. So the remnants that they have after Vayelech is Ayim Psukim Adoniyah Simen. That's pshat, because it's one parsha. Okay, maybe afterwards they made a simen for Nitzavim too, Mem Psukim. But really, fundamentally, it's Pas Vayelech. So what we have here is spinning off Vayelech, breaking it out, that we read the one parsha over 2 weeks.